The purpose of the perek is to go through all of the different korbanos and to define, firstly, when me'ilah applies. And as we have learned, that would be when the korban is considered to be totally given over to Hashem. And as well as that, the Mishnayos are going to define what is considered to be the beginning of the procedure of bringing that korban, because the beginning of the procedure gives the korban an even higher level of sanctity than that which it already had. And there are certain ramifications. For example, if a tevul yoim, who is somebody who has been to the mikveh in order to purify himself of his tumah, his impurity, but he still retains a very small level of that impurity until the end of that day, once nightfall arrives. So in general, he's not considered to be impure, meaning his impurity is not strong enough to make other things impure. But because these korbanos have gained such a high level of sanctity, if a tevul yoim touches them, once their procedure of bringing the korban has begun, then it would impurify the korban and the korban would be invalidated. Likewise, if a mechusar kippurim touches it, it would also be invalidated. A mechusar kippurim refers to somebody who, as well as needing to go to the mikveh to purify himself, he's also obligated to bring a korban. Now, once he's been to the mikveh and the end of the day has arrived, so he's, for most purposes, considered to be pure. However, there is still a tiny amount of impurity which remains with him until he brings the korbanos, and that small amount of impurity is enough to invalidate the korban if this person touches the korban. These are the first two ramifications of the procedure of a korban beginning, and the third ramification is with regards to lina. Lina is when a particular part of the korban, in general the blood, is left either overnight or it's left until the end of the day without having gone to the place that it needs to go. For example, in a case of blood, the blood of the korban needs to be applied to the mizbeach, or wherever it needs to be applied. In general, that's the mizbeach. The blood needs to be applied there on the same day as the procedure of the korban began. And if that doesn't take place, then the entire korban would become invalidated and the meat wouldn't be able to be eaten by the kohanim, and the korban would need to be burnt, just like any invalidated korban. So it's those three ramifications which begin and are caused by the beginning of the procedure of the bringing of the korban. And the other thing which the Mishnah is going to discuss are the prohibitions of pigel, which is eating a korban which became invalidated as the result of the person who was going through the process of bringing the korban, if he had an intention to eat or to burn part of the korban beyond the time limit given, that intention alone validates the korban. And if anybody eats the meat of that korban, then they are liable to kores or to bring korban chatos if it was done by mistake. Noisor refers to the prohibition of eating a valid korban once the time limit has passed, and Tomei is a impure person who is also forbidden to eat the meat of a korban. Now, the punishments for violating these prohibitions would only apply if the person ate the meat of the korban after the blood of the korban had been applied to the mizbeach, which is considered to be the final critical stage of bringing a korban. Be it as it may, all of these different ideas are going to be discussed in pretty much every Mishnah, just that the timings and the exact procedures which mark the beginning and the end will change. Ha'oila, a korban oila, which is brought from an animal. The Mishnah in Mishnah Beis already discussed a korban oila of a bird. This Mishnah discusses a regular korban oila, which comes from a larger animal. It is kodshei kodshim. It's one of the higher level korbanos, which are totally given over to Hashem. The person bringing the korban does not get the right to eat any of it. And in fact, when it comes to the korban oila, even the kohanim don't get any of the meat to eat. All of the korban is burnt on the mizbeach. Merlin bar mishah hukdashah, me'ilah would apply as soon as it is designated as a korban, and nishchata, once it has been slaughtered, that marks the beginning of the procedure bringing the korban, and at that point, hukshara, it becomes fit lehiposel b'tevul yoim, to become impure if a tevul yoim were to touch it. A tevul yoim is somebody who has been to the mikveh, but it hasn't yet been the end of that day. Of mechusar kippurim, if the korban is touched by a mechusar kippurim, who is somebody who has been to the mikveh, it could be that the day has ended even, but he hasn't yet brought the korban that he's obligated to bring at the end of his period of impurity. And if he touches the korban, it would also be invalidated. Uvalina, and the disqualification, the invalidation of lina would also apply. Meaning if the blood of the korban is not applied to the mizbeach on that same day, the entire korban would be invalidated. Nizak Domar, once its blood is thrown onto the Mizbeach, Chayovin Olehel Mishum Pigal Noisar Atomei. One who violates the prohibitions of eating Pigal Noisar, or if an impure person eats the meat of the Korban, then they will be liable to the punishments which are given for those prohibitions. And as we mentioned, none of the meat is given over to the Kohanim, so Me'ilah would continue to apply to all of the meat and all of that. However, the hides of the animal's skin is given over to the Kohanim, and therefore Ve'ein Ma'alin Be'oira, once the blood has been applied to the Mizbeach, Me'ilah will no longer apply to one who benefits from the animal's hides, because that is now permitted for the Kohanim. Avol Ma'alin Be'Basar, but Me'ilah would continue to apply to the meat, Ad She'yetzeh Le'Beis HaDeshen, until it goes out to the area where all of the ashes are piled up, once it's been totally burnt. This is one additional point which all of the Mishnayos are going to address, that once there's no longer anything which the Torah requires to be done with that korban, then Me'ilah will stop. So once the animal's been burnt totally, there's no longer going to be the punishments of Me'ilah for somebody who does benefit from the ashes, for example. Mishnah Hey, Chatos, V'oshom, V'zichish HaMitzibur. With regards to a korban chatas and a korban oshom, which are different types of korbanos bought for atoning for different sins, and zivchei shamay tzibur refer to a public korban shalomim, and there's only one type of public korban shalomim, and that is the two lambs which are bought on Shavuos, together with two loaves of bread, which we're going to learn about in the next Mishnah. Be as it may, these three types of korbanos, the korban chatos, the korban osham, and these two sheep which are bought on Shavuos, their meat is given over to the Kohanim to eat. And they are all examples of kodshi kodshim, me'alim b'hem misha hukdashu. Therefore, Me'ilah would apply to them as soon as they've been designated as their korban. Nishchatu, once they are slaughtered, that marks the beginning of the procedure bringing the korban. And so they gain an additional level of sanctity, such that hukshru le'posel b'tvul yoyim. They become fit to be impurified if a Tevul Yoim touches them, or if a Mechusai Kippurim touches them. Again, a Tevul Yoim is somebody who has been to the mikveh, but the day has not yet ended. And Mechusai Kippurim is somebody who has been to the mikveh, and it could be that the day has ended even, but he still needs to bring a korban to mark the end of his impurity. Uva Lina. And Lina would also apply, meaning the blood of those korbanos would need to be applied to the Mizbeach on that same day, or otherwise the entire korban would be invalidated. Nizrak Domon, once their blood is thrown onto the Mizbeach, then that means that the entire procedure bringing the korban has been completed, at least all of the critical stages, and therefore, Chayavan Aleihem Mishum Pigal Noisar V'Tomei, one would be liable if he violates the prohibitions of Pigal Noisar and Tomei. Those terms we defined earlier. Ein Me'alin Be'Basar, Me'ilah will no longer apply to the meat of those korbanos once the blood has been applied to the Mizbeach, because the meat is now given over to the Kohanim. And Me'ilah only applies to something which is totally Hashem's, but once Hashem has given it over to the Kohanim to eat, Me'ilah will no longer apply. That having been said, Aval Ma'alin Ba'emurim, Me'ilah will still apply to somebody who benefits from the Emurim, which are the parts of the Korban which are burnt on the Mizbeach, because those have not been given over to the Kohanim, so those remain totally Hashem's, so to speak, Ad She'yetzeh Le'Beis HaDeshen, and Me'ilah would continue applying until they are taken out to the area of the ashes. Once they've been totally burnt and there's nothing left which needs to be done with the korban, then Me'ilah would indeed stop. Mishnah Vov, on Shavuos there is a mitzvah to bring two lambs as a public korban shalomim, a korban bought from all of the Jewish people, and together with these two lambs, there are two loaves of bread which need to be brought. And although they are technically two separate offerings, they are intrinsically linked. So much so that the services which are done for the sake of bringing the korban shalomim, those two lambs, can have an effect on invalidating the bread. For example, if somebody slaughters the lamb, one of the two lambs, with the intention of the meat being eaten beyond its time limit, in general, that would make the animal pigel. So the korban would be invalidated, and it would be considered pigel, which is forbidden to eat, and because that became pigel, even the loaves of bread would become pigel. Another example of how they are intrinsically linked, the offering of the two lambs and the offering of the two pieces of bread, is that the two lambs can only be slaughtered once the two loaves of bread have been baked. Now, the Shtei Alechem, the two loaves of bread which are bought on Shavuos, they are considered to be totally given over to Hashem, and although the Kohanim can eat the loaves of bread, all of the loaves of bread, so at the end of the day, they're the ones to receive everything, however it's considered that they're receiving it, Meshulchon Gavoya, so to speak, from the table of Hashem. Hashem gives it over to them to be able to eat, but until that happens, which meaning until the procedure bring the korban has been completed, so it's considered to be totally given over to Hashem, and therefore Moelin Mohen Meshokdushu, Me'ila would apply to them as soon as they've been designated for this purpose, meaning we're talking before it's even been baked. Once the flour, for example, has been designated for the use of these two loaves of bread, Me'ila will apply to that flour. Now the truth is, it's important to note that until the flour has actually been made into bread, the ingredients have only got Kedushas Domim, which means that their value is sanctified, but the items themselves have not got intrinsic holiness, because that only occurs once it has been placed into a utensil which is used in the Beis HaMikdash. Until the flour has been placed in such a utensil, it cannot gain intrinsic holiness. Only with regards to animals can a mere designation of the animal give it intrinsic holiness. But over here, until it's been put into one of the utensils used in the Beis HaMikdash, only its value is considered to be holy. However, that's enough for Me'ila to apply. And really over here, the Me'ila is not because it's considered Kodshi Kodshim, but it's Me'ila just like anything whose value has been given over to the Beis HaMikdash. Komu Batanur, once the bread has crusted in the oven, being in an oven which is in the Beis HaMikdash, that's considered to be a utensil used in the Beis HaMikdash. So now the item itself, the bread itself, would be holy and have sanctity. And once it has crusted properly, that marks the first step in the procedure, bringing the Shtei Alechem, these two loaves of bread. And as such, Huchshu Le'Posa B'Tvul Yoyim of Mechusai Kippurim, it becomes fit to be impurified if a Tvul Yoyim or a Mechusai Kippurim will touch the two loaves of bread. Again, a Tvul Yoyim is somebody who has been to the mikveh, but he's waiting until the end of the day, and a Mechusai Kippurim is somebody who has been to the mikveh, but he still needs to bring karbonos the next day, and until he does so, and until Tvul Yoyim reaches the end of the day, they have a small level of impurity, which is enough to invalidate these sanctified items. It can be noted that the invalidation of lino does not apply to the Shtei Alechem. The Shtei Alechem can technically be left overnight, and therefore the Mishnah does not mention the invalidation of lino over here. Now, once the bread has turned into bread, only now, v'lishchat aleim es hazevach, can the korban shlomim of the two lambs be slaughtered. Can meaning the procedure bring that korban can begin only once the bread has been made into bread. Continues the Mishnah, Nizrak Domen Shal Kvosim, once the blood of the two lambs has been thrown onto the Mizbeach, then Chiyovin Alehem, one can be liable for eating the Shtei Alechem if they are Mishum Pigel Nosu V'Tomei. If the two loaves of bread became Pigel, which is a result of the lambs themselves becoming Pigel, as we explained, or Nosar, if the two loaves of bread are left beyond their time limit, or if an impure person eats the bread, then they will be liable. The aim by Me'ila, Me'ila would obviously not apply anymore to these loaves of bread, because once the blood of the two lambs has been thrown onto the Mizbeach, the bread is now given over to the Kohanim to be able to eat. Mishnah Zayin, every Erev Shabbos, every Friday in the Beis HaMikdash, they would bake 12 loaves, they would bake and prepare 12 loaves, and the next day, they would put them on the shulchan, the stacked table inside the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And on that stacked table were loaves of bread which had been there for a week since the previous Shabbos. So they would remove those loaves which were there since the previous Shabbos. They were still fresh, miraculously. And they would place that week's loaves on the table, on the shulchan. So the Mishnah says, Lechem aponim, these 12 loaves, Merlin boy Mishahukdash, Me'ila would apply to them as soon as the ingredients for the bread, even the flour, has been designated for that purpose. And just like in the previous Mishnah, at this point, it would only have Kedushas Domim, meaning its value would be sanctified, but the item itself wouldn't have intrinsic sanctity. Koram Batanur, once it has crusted and been made fully into bread in the oven, then Huchshale possible to Yom Chosai Kippurim, it becomes fit to be impurified if a Tevul Yoyim or a Mechusai Kippurim will touch those loaves. Ule Sodah Gabi HaShulchan, and only once it's been turned into bread can it be arranged on the Shulchan. Obviously, if it hasn't been baked properly, then it cannot be placed on the Shulchan, because only fully baked bread can be placed on the Shulchan on Shabbos. Now, on the Shulchan, they would also place 2 spoons of Levoina. Levoina is frankincense, and the next week, when they would come to remove the 12 loaves of bread, They would also remove these two spoons of frankincense, levaina, and they would burn it on the Mizbeach. And in a similar way to how the two lambs which are brought on Shavuos are very much linked and intertwined with the validity of the Shtei Alechem, the two loaves of bread, so too the 12 Lechem Aponim, the 12 loaves of bread which are brought every Shabbos onto the Shulchan, and the next week they are given to the Kohanim to be able to eat, they are also intertwined with these two spoons of frankincense which are burnt on the Mizbeach. And it's Korvah Bozichin, it's only once the spoons of the frankincense have been burnt on the Mizbeach that the bread can be eaten by the Kohanim. And Chayav Alav Mishum Pigel Noser Tomei, the liability for Pigel Noser and Tomei would begin from the point that the frankincense has been burnt on the Mizbeach. And if when they burnt the frankincense on the Mizbeach, they had the intention, the person who was burning it, had the intention to eat the Lechem Aponim the next day, which is past the time limit, that would make the loaves pigel. All right, and finally, the Ein B'Me'ilah, Me'ilah would obviously not apply to the bread because it's been given over to the Kohanim for them to eat.